Welcome to Goat Cave Karst Nature Preserve. If you're like most folks, you're probably asking yourself, what in the world does karst mean? Well, karst, K-A-R-S-T, collectively refers to a landscape made up of caves, crevices, sinkholes, and crawl spaces, which can even contain underground streams or springs. This type of environment is created when surface water works its way into the ground and, over time, dissolves the bedrock beneath us. Limestone, which is found under most of this area, is well known for this, so though this trail you're walking on is stable, there's a whole other world deep beneath your feet with several openings on this property. This site is dedicated to preserving that world. Goat Cave got its name when folks came to explore the cave in 1957 and rescued a goat that had fallen in. Rest assured, it wasn't hurt, but the entrance is fenced now to prevent similar accidents. But if you were to descend into the cool, damp, and dark world below, you might encounter some highly specialized creatures found only in Central Texas caves. The rarest and most specialized creatures live in the deep recesses of these caves, where darkness dominates. In fact, some of these species don't even have eyes, or are almost transparent. These deep-dwelling species, known as troglobites, depend on other animals that live near entrances and spend time both above and below ground. Cave crickets that venture into nearby surface habitat to feed each night bring much-needed nutrients with them into the cave when they return. Their droppings, eggs, decaying bodies when they die, and tiny bodies when they hatch all provide the foundation for the food web below. Though all these creatures have no idea we even exist, their existence depends on us. When you get home, please consider that your actions can either help or hurt. Native plants help feed cave crickets, while pesticides and fertilizers can do a lot of damage. Chemicals we put on our yards make their way into storm runoff. That runoff makes its way into the ground where those chemicals can harm the creatures below us that are just fighting to survive. If that's not bad enough, water entering here eventually comes out at Barton Springs, Austin's favorite place to swim and home to endangered Austin blind salamanders and Barton Springs salamanders. So by protecting these critical cave ecosystems, we are protecting our groundwater supply. What keeps them healthy keeps us healthy. Maybe that other world beneath our feet is a lot closer to our world than we might think.